Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google is reportedly looking to enter the Chinese App Store market. Pinterest has announced several new mobile features and half of the world's population now own a smartphone. Google is reportedly planning to launch its Google Play App Store in China. According to a story on the information website, the American search giant is joining forces with Chinese gaming company NetEase in order to make its way into the market. A barrier that Google will have to overcome if it wishes to develop a strong presence for its App Store in China is the need to meet Chinese censorship regulations. And it's reported that NetEase approached Google itself with the idea of developing a joint venture that would allow the games company to have a foot in the door if the store launches in the country. Pinterest has recently introduced a range of new features to its mobile app. One of the primary new additions is called Lens, which can use photos of real-world objects to match them to similar-looking images on the platform. The idea is similar to that of a story announced by Instagram in late 2016, which is yet to complete the testing phase. Pinterest CEO Ben Silberman unveiled the new feature, which will be available sometime in March, along with two other new features for the app. This comes after an update to Pinterest's advertising platform that will allow marketers to use it in a similar way to Google, but as a more visual platform. A push to increase revenue has been suggested as a reason behind the recent changes as the company lines up what is being called an inevitable IPO. According to a global report from We Are Social, more than half of people on Earth now own a smartphone. This increase in ownership has led directly to a rise in the number of unique users of mobile devices, which saw a 5% rise over the course of 2016 to reach 66% of the world's 7.4 billion total population. According to the report, increased growth was also seen in the amount of worldwide internet users, which as a result of rising levels of smartphone use, passed 50% penetration for the first time. The largest increase, however, was found in the level of growth on global social media, where 581 million more people have an account now than did at the start of 2016, an increase of 30%. Regionally, it was APAC that saw substantial internet usage growth and now represents over half of the world's online population, social media users, and mobile social media users. A research from Pew Research Center has found that many American internet users see Facebook as an independent news source. During the survey, 10% of respondents cited Facebook as the source of a news story they had read, not far behind Fox News on 12%, and ahead of CBS News and The Washington Post. Amy Mitchell, Pew's Director of Journalism Research, said that it proves that online news sites are struggling with trying to create brand awareness and a direct connection with users. It was also found that only half of people who had read a news article from a link on Facebook in the past 2 hours could remember the name of the outlet which published the story. And finally, the Ministry for Foreign Affairs of Finland has launched its own national emojis. After launching the idea in early 2016, the new emojis include a polar bear, woolly socks, and an old Nokia handset. In all, there are now 56 emojis available in the set, whilst Finland remains the only country to have released its own set. It's also expected that more will be released to celebrate the country's upcoming legalization of gay marriage in March. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.